Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's in the flesh. I thought about leaving him outside for a while. How cold, like a really cold day in Tennessee, how cold is it in the winter?
I would say 30s,
20s.
30s? Yeah, 20s, 30s. Although they did get a pretty, for them, significant snow a couple weeks ago. They had a snow day.
How much is that?
I would guess, judging from the Facebook pictures, I would say maybe 3 inches.
3 inches?
4 inches, yeah.
Yeah. There are people who would rather have this weather today than mid to upper 90s in the summer.
Never.
Honestly.
Never.
Shit.
No.
There's a lot of talk about deportation. I'm calling for all those folks, Dave Harrigan, to be deported.
That's perfectly fair.
If you think this is better than 96, find a new country.
Enjoy Antarctica.
Yeah, exactly. I would take this every day of the week and twice on Sunday. I mean, I love hot weather.
Yes.
So
yes.
As we have that rule in the Scoggins household. You don't complain when it's too hot. We can complain when it's too cold.
Yeah.
But when you go through our winters, you're not allowed to complain about the heat in the summer.
We have this rule in the Hartman household. Can you get to 843 things to complain about each day? Okay, let's talk NFL. It's almost become a cliche. But it lives up to it again. This is the best weekend all season. Now, you get four games. Obviously, you don't, until later in the year, you don't get Saturday games. But all of them were memorable. Let's just go in sequence. Like, even the Kansas City game is memorable because, as a non-official complainer, my God.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly,
it's there were two roughing the passers that shouldn't have been called, obviously.
Nope.
But you know what? That's when you have a superstar, they're getting them. I mean, I don't care what sport that happens. And I forgot who was saying it, you know.
Aikman was killing him during the broadcast.
Well, was it him or Joe Buckett said, oh, come on.
That was Aikman.
That's a quarterback saying,
yes.
You know. And it's like that one's hard because, you know, they're moving so fast and they flew in. But when you slow it down, you see the replay. They didn't even hit him. They went above him, and they hit each other. They hit each other. So, and you know, you see all the memes, or is that what they're called? The little thing.
Yes,
it's the Chiefs and the officials waiting outside.
Oh yeah,
those are great.
Yeah, some of them. There were some.
I saw one that's
not real appropriate.
Yeah, I saw one that I wouldn't retweet. No, I understand. I understand the frustration, and especially with a guy like Mahomes, that like. If you give him a second opportunity, a new life on a possession, he's going to score.
So let me ask you this. We got the four amazing quarterbacks in the AFC. You got Mahomes, then you got the two guys who played last night, and then don't forget Burrow. I mean, Burrow is so good. If Chip Scoggins, we get to pick teams, okay? And we're told we have to pick a quarterback first. Are you still taking Mahomes first?
Until proven otherwise.
I am too.
Until proven otherwise.
Even though all those other three guys all had better years, But this guy's going to the AFC Championship game.
With a terrible line.
Every year that he starts, they go to the AFC Championship game, and most the Super Bowl.
I don't know how you could say you have one game and you're not taking him. You have to win this game. How are you not taking that guy? And look at the talent he's surrounded by in terms of deficiencies.
They're not
what
that
he overcomes.
Talented.
No, they've lost one game.
You know where they're talented? On defense.
They are. Yeah, I mean, Chris Jones is great. They got a secondary. They got some players back there.
Yeah,
linebackers. But offensively, now the tight end showed he's still pretty good at his age, right? But Mahomes, I don't know how anybody could say you'd take anyone over him just because he finds a way. Same thing with this way. I think the Bills are, I don't know, significantly better, but a better team. But I wouldn't put money on them this week to go in there and win.
No. Can you check how many consecutive years the Patriots went to the AFC Championship game before Brady's last year? I think it might have been 8. I think 8 is the number, like 8 straight years. So if you're in the AFC the last 15 years, it's either the Patriots, and then they matched up the one time, or the Chiefs. So good luck to you. Now we get to if Chip Scoggins has to pick the 5th best quarterback in the National Football League right now.
Your guy from Arizona State? We'll say he's Arizona State.
Arizona State's own.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels. Because it's the 4 from the AFC.
I wouldn't argue it.
I'd take him over Goff. I really would.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the way the two played the other night.
Yeah.
And on the road. I mean, for him to go in that environment where we saw what happened to Sam Darnold 2 weeks ago in that environment, and to have that kind of poise and that playmaking, and some of those throws, the ones down the field where he just puts it right on him, were incredible.
The one throw where you're exactly right, it's just dropping.
There's two guys there along the sideline.
And one guy's putting his finger in his eye so he can't even see, but it's just so perfectly, exquisitely thrown, he can't drop.
Yeah, and that's the thing when you look at the 4 quarterbacks left, but and even before that, I mean, obviously Lamar.
Yep.
You have to have that scrambling ability.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's such a...
It just changes.
Because Romo was talking about yesterday with Josh Allen. He's like, you got to have him run the ball, which is so anti-what we always say. You don't want to get your quarterback hurt. But no, it's like it's such a weapon. And even Mahomes is more... His is more, scrambling around and moving and dodging, but...
He goes just fast enough.
Just fast enough.
Right.
And he's elusive and can make plays. But you have to have that ability. I think if you're an evaluator or head coach looking for a quarterback, you better have somebody that's mobile.
What was it for New England?
8 in a row.
8 in a row.
8 in a row, and just 4 of those 8, they advanced to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty good.
As Suhan points out in his column, Packers scored 31 against the Lions December 5th. The Bills scored 48 December 15th. The 49ers, when they were all beat up, scored 34. 2 nights ago, the Commanders score 45. How did the Vikings score 9?
Well, that's just a reminder of if there was any doubt, in anyone's mind about do you bring Sam Darnold back, they scored 9 points against that defense. And Commanders made it look like...
Is it not? How much is on the offensive line for Chip Scoggins?
It was... Well, in that game, I think it was more the quarterback overthrowing guys in the first quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was more, he was just...
The Rams game might have been more offensive.
And the Rams had 7 sacks yesterday. I mean, they got some good young pass rushers there. So that one, I felt like the offensive line got overwhelmed and Darnold held on to it. The Lions game, he just was misfiring. There's a number of things that we can look at these teams and say, okay, what can you draw from? I think you got to have a mobile quarterback. Obviously, to me, the story of this weekend is, it's tale as old as time, but you can't have turnovers in these big games. I mean, the teams that lost, 5-0 for the Lions, you're not going to beat anybody that.
No, no chance.
The Ravens had,
3.
The other ones,
if you want to count the Andrews drop as a turnover, you could.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just those kinds of mistakes in these games are just so much. You can't overcome them. So that was a big part of it. I think line play. Look at Philadelphia's line.
I thought
line.
That's where you were going.
Yeah, look at their offensive defensive line.
Both sides.
I don't think Hurts is a great quarterback.
I don't either.
But I think Barkley's great. But when you put him behind that line and then also the defensive line, I think that's where Kwesi has to look at. I mean, they really need to rebuild their two interiors. Both, we all know the offense, but I think the defense too.
Okay, on the offensive line, then we'll pause. What? Okay, by the time they gather at TCU, do you think they're going to have a new center and two new guards? Is that too much?
Well, we always say you can't fix everything in one offseason. Now, they do have a lot of money to spend, I think $70 million in, you know, salary cap.
And that includes signing, re-signing a number of guys they
guys,
want back.
Yeah, or not bringing some guys back.
Yeah,
too,
right. You know? They can add to it by.
So I think they'll probably spend big on the interior in free agency. And then do they have three new starters? I think ideally, can you do them all? I don't know, but I think at minimum they need to have two.
Yeah, they also might. Listen, last year, Grenard was highly sought, but he wasn't Daniil highly sought.
Mm-hmm.
Van Ginkel was kind of next level behind Grenard, and maybe yeah. Cashman might have been next level behind him,
yeah.
But they all worked out.
Sure.
They might feel like they can do that. I don't like Trey Smith is the stud for the Chiefs.
That's what everybody's saying, yeah.
I don't think they're going to. I think they kind of think they can do it different. He likes to allocate money a little differently. I think they're going to pursue it that way.
I don't know. I think you're going to have to spend big to fix that problem. Off guard.
I think in total they're going to spend big, but I don't know if they're going to go at the
on one
top,
position,
top guy.
Like a Steve Hutchinson type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, right.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're right that they have a different approach, but I think if you're really going to address it, you're probably going to have to open the checkbook and pay somebody expensive money.
Right.
And then maybe try to find that under-the-radar guy that maybe people don't value as highly as you do. Because the same way with Cashman, I don't think he was valued, but you know, as a free agent, as highly as some other guys. But I think they looked at it as he would fit perfectly mm-hmm. in Brian Flores'
yeah.
scheme. So
right.
that's
and he did.
He would over you know, perform his contract.
All right, more on the purple with Chip and also a little bit more on the two Sunday games because they were stunning also. It was just a great weekend of football. We certainly will get back and will be the major theme throughout the day with the inauguration as the president just finished up the signing ceremony and a lot of visibility for Amy Klobuchar throughout this afternoon. 19 past 1 on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story.
connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so on Sunday, as we're back with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune, we had one quintessential snow game in Philly, and then we had the other one where it was kind of on the edge. It's fun television, but to determine the best team, does Chip Scoggins want that much snow?
Well, I like it just because it's fun, it's entertaining, it's something we don't see a lot. But does it impact the game? Well, yeah, of course.
A lot.
We saw it.
I mean, right.
We saw the slipping. We saw the it's not funny, but when you see guys try to get out of breaks or cover a receiver, mm-hmm. they're like,
yeah,
like we all do. We're walking down the sidewalk.
They
don't
look
fall.
Like us
don't
right
fall.
Now.
Yeah. And so, I mean, clearly you're not getting the best version of those teams, mm-hmm. but
yep.
that's the breaks. That's football.
I still think, again, I'll just repeat, to get the best winner, you're better off with a clean, fast
sure.
track, but it's an outdoor sport.
Yeah.
I thought it was done when it was, 28-15.
They did, too. So did the announcing
crew. And they backed off, and I got to be honest, the way Stafford was playing,
mm-hmm.
I thought they might win that game, and I was thinking, what a hell of a comeback this would be.
Well, when Puka makes that catch along the sideline, I'm thinking, okay, here's the Minneapolis Miracle, their version.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in those
phenomenal.
When it's snowing and to make that catch along the sidelines, that was great.
And we think that's the out of bounds. We're not really sure.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it was funny listening to them try to call the game. He's like, I think they're at the 37.
Yeah, Tirico. Yeah, right.
He was great on it. It's like, you couldn't tell. So, no, when they got it down there, because I think that catch was around the 25, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, they're going to pull this off.
Yeah.
You know, the extra point is going to cost them because they just missed after the Barkley long run. After that Barkley long run, I thought that was the dagger.
I did too.
I thought that was it. And I think everybody
started doing other stuff I had in the background, and then I'm like, is this really happening?
Because the Rams had did nothing, you know, and you know, they, whoever the.
Tirico and Collinsworth.
Collinsworth was saying, was it too late that they went quick, you know, that they started. But, yeah, I mean, the Rams showed a lot to be able to come back there. But, yeah, I mean, that game in the snow, I just thought it was cool, you know.
And then to get Lamar and Allen, who this year are two of the three best players in the
They'll
game.
They'll be 1-2 in the MVP.
And, by the way, you get Saquon earlier in the day, you know,
how
spectacular he is. That was a fabulous game. And I mean, the tough thing is, I was reminded, I forgot, Andrews dropped another one against the Steelers.
Yeah.
That could have won the game. And then, I mean, you know what? It went back to me, and this shows my age, Jackie Smith for the Cowboys in the Super Bowl against one of the Steelers games, where it's just wide open. Mark Andrews is one of the three or four best tight ends in football. He catches that 999 times out of 1,000.
Well, and the one before where he's trying to make the move in middle field, and he punches it out, does the Peanut Tillman punch out that everybody does now. And I'm pretty sure they scored off that, right? Bills scored off that. But I'm sure he had a hard time going to sleep last night, seeing that ball come hitting him in his hands and then just not being able to.
Listen, Lamar had a bad INT. Any of the fumble. I didn't think his performance was nearly as bad as other playoff games. And now Andrews, he'll get,
you know, they'll bring up his playoff record, which
it's legit.
It's legit, but sometimes it's unfair because it's not one person and other guys make mistakes. So, but
I couldn't believe I tweeted at one point. What was Harbaugh doing? At one point, middle third quarter, Lamar and Henry had 14 combined carries.
I'm yeah.
Like, did you forget who you have on your team? And then he gave it to him, and they just drove right down the field. And again, I have a tough time complaining about the call when the throw was right right there. But if somebody would have said, why didn't they give the ball to Derrick Henry, I'd be like.
Yeah, well, especially in the third quarter, that game pivoted, and I was like, Bills might be in trouble here.
Yeah.
Because they had that one drive where it was like, boom, boom, boom. They were just running it right down their
throat. After Harbaugh read my tweet.
That's right. After you tweeted at him, he got it. Yeah.
Dave, he monitors my tweets during the
naturally.
Game. Yeah.
Of course he does.
Who can blame him? All right, we just were talking off air about the Wolves where
turns
out today Dante DiVincenzo has a grade 3 toe sprain. This is a month. This is months.
Mm-hmm.
This is indefinitely. This is seeing another specialist for a team that's meandering through the year. This is bad because he had been playing really good basketball the last couple months.
That's it. I mean, he had finally looked like he'd settled in and was beyond the trade and was playing well, shooting the ball well. And once they moved into the starting lineup, that started to make sense. And so, yeah, I Googled grade 3 toe sprain real quick, and it doesn't look good.
No.
when you say out indefinitely and that he's seeing a specialist, that's not a short-term thing. So they're going to have to figure this out, and I'm guessing we're going to see more Dillingham.
Which I don't mind. I think we could have seen Dillingham
earlier.
I still believe in Finch. I still think he's very good. I think he's been a little too resolute on reluctance to change the starting lineup. And I don't understand why Dillingham wasn't in the mix all along.
Yeah,
you can play 9 guys.
I mean, we know Finch loves his veterans.
He really does.
He loves veterans, and he loves Mike Conley specifically, and what we all do, but as he's such a pro. But there are times where he said, you got to put Dillingham in there to try to change things up. And you're going to see a lot of them now because, you know, it feels like a pretty substantial loss to not have
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you started going one by one, who you wouldn't want to lose, Ant's obviously by far number one. How many guys are ahead of Dante?
Not many.
I mean, among my hoop threads early in the year, we were saying, is Rudy still the second best player? We all were yes. And I was thinking about sending that text over the weekend because he is not the same player he was last year.
No, it's been a disappointing. Now, he's had some moments.
That block in New York was.
But if we look at over the totality so far this season, it's been a disappointment.
Well, they'll rely on a draft. Oh, that's right. But, you know, they might get a pick because the Pistons. You know, the Pistons, they have the Pistons number one.
Oh, yeah.
My guy JB, might lead them to the
That's a fun team, the Pistons.
They are a fun team. Let's just finish with
I'm sorry I have to get out of here. My schedule got all messed
up. Yeah, no worries. We'll finish with college football because it's been lost. Yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave told you the message. By the way, the national championship, by the way, it hasn't been decided yet.
Yeah, it's
this playoffs have been going down for 7 weeks.
My
team still got screwed. That was targeting. And what are you doing on 4th and 13?
Targeting. You don't blitz all out on 4th and 13.
No, don't.
I would pick Ohio State tonight. I said from the beginning, if they get past Michigan, if you just look at their talent, their ceiling's higher than anyone else's.
Yep.
They have the best team.
Yep.
If they play that level, even though I've been impressed with Notre Dame defensively especially, but if Ohio State plays like Ohio State, I think they win.
Is Marcus Freeman coaching the NFL next year? God, he looks like a great candidate.
Well, the Bears want to talk to him, apparently. Yeah. So
they all should want to talk to him.
Bears, raise your hand if you haven't been interviewed by the Bears.
Honestly, they've interviewed 17 guys.
I think 17 or 18 guys.
And Eddie George out of nowhere.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they're going to wait and interview him. And I think eventually, I don't know if it's this year, but I think eventually he'll be an NFL head coach, Marcus Freeman.
Yeah. If they win, wouldn't be a bad time to go.
Yeah, you got a quarterback and it's 1 of 32. We always say that. What's the pool? Being 1 of 32 and the money.
Yeah, you know? That is correct. All right, my brother.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. Chip Scoggins, check out his outstanding work. We're back with traffic and weather moments on CCO. All right. We got two topics here. Ideally, we were going a full hour with Chipper, but Chipper is a busy, busy man, and some stuff happens, so we thank Chip for coming in studio. We'll do that more. And obviously, Chip is a regular on the show and has been for years. If you're suffering from CTE, you're concussed, and you think days like this are better than, let's say, 95 and humid, I want you to text me or call me and try to offer me an explanation. Because how many days do we have when it's 95, 96 and it's really humid?
Maybe a couple.
That's the truth.
Often not any during a summer.
We have sometimes 6, 7, 8, 90 degree days, but not humid. Okay? This is not 90. And by the way, a few texts like, this is 102. No. I don't relish. I don't love. I don't say, wow, I'm hoping it's mid-90s and it's humid. But you know what I can do? I can go outside.
You can do that.
You
can go inside.
I can do both, actually. But I don't go for long bike rides, but I can do it. I can go in a pool.
You could do that.
I could go on a boat. I could play golf. I could go get the mail, which I do once every couple weeks. This, you're running to wherever you're going and thinking, I'm losing the will to live.
Yes. This is the ski hill's closed. Sorry, it's too cold. You're not allowed to come out and play because it's too dangerous.
Your dog is looking at you and saying, just this one time, can I poop in the house?
I'll do it on the tile, I promise.
Yeah, you tell me. You don't want to go outside? I don't want to go outside. Neighbor Bill. I saw Neighbor Bill with his pooch yesterday. Neighbor Bill normally goes on these long, long walks. Neighbor Bill went about to my house and turned around, and I just opened the door briefly. Dog commitment. And he's like, this is awful. And he started asking me questions. I'm like, let's talk later. I'm not talking a lot right now.
I made it a half mile with my guy. I was very proud of him. He understood the mission.
He wasn't proud of you.
No, he understood the mission. He said, you know what? I've got to get around. I've got to do my business. But this isn't a sniff day, Dad. Take me around and we'll do it quick.
He should have done it right away. He's older, so maybe it's not as easy.
Take his time.
Yeah. What's wrong with you people? Honestly, who can defend this over 95? Run through a sprinkler. Get one of those little spritz cans with the. Well, I brought it out to the fair that one day. What do we got? We got a little like a fan on.
The fan, the sprayer.
And the sprayer. They cost like $3.
Yeah, just get a little mister. Get it, a little kiddie pool. You sit there. You have your feet in the pool.
What
you
is
got
a kiddie?
The mister.
What does a kiddie pool cost?
$10.
$10.
Little plastic.
Get a kiddie pool and lay in there.
Yes.
And listen to your favorite radio show, the Chad Hartman Show podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, you see a friend, and he's struggling outside, and you think, how good of friends am I with that guy? Can he make it, or do I really need to help?
Well, I think what you do.
If it's 95, you go get that guy.
Of course you do. I think what you do in this kind of weather is you go out and say, you know what? I'd like to lighten your mood. And then you take a cup of water and you throw it in the air and you watch it freeze before it hits the ground. I don't know if you've heard that can be done.
Never.
Or you take a banana.
Yeah, apparently it's a hammer. You know what you say to the guy? Go, fight hard. Fight hard.
I'm calling for you.
I'll be right here. Whereas in the summer, you're sweating a little bit. You're like, God, seriously, did I have to do this? And then you walk back and you go inside. You're like, you're my guy. When you see that first letter, you're like, you know, I'll do the eulogy. I got you. Good funeral. All right. So either text in, call in. We're right. Because hot summer is so much better than this. And then it's still going on. I mean, it's very interesting, all the people you see together, right? And which tables they're at. Like Carter was texting me. Emmer's at a table with Tim Cook and Sam Alito. That's a pretty good. I mean, the House Majority Whip, the leader of Apple.
Yeah, we got Elon, Bezos, Zuckerberg, RFK's in the back. They're all just standing, hanging out with each other right now.
Look at RFK Jr. eyeing Lauren Sanchez. And what part of Lauren Sanchez he's eyeing, because Lauren has brought out the cleavage today. Lauren likes to show off the cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
She did not disappoint today.
That could be some expensive cleavage, okay?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I'm not against cleavage. It might have been an event where you could have covered the boobs up a little bit.
Oh, Mr. Prude, look at you.
I said might have?
I said Mr. Prude. I'm sticking with it.
Okay. Do I have to defend how much I enjoy boobs? Because I do. I do. I mean, I'm not personally offended. I'm just thinking maybe. But you do you, Lauren. That's the Lauren persona. Give us a prediction for the next 4 years. Donald Trump, today, I'm giving away all my overrateds, by the way. I'm doing this too quickly. Today, 17 years ago, Breaking Bad made its debut. It's really competitive because you can throw The Sopranos in there, you can throw The Wire in there, and a lot of other shows. But that's the greatest television drama ever. Donald Trump and the presidency might be in the top five also. There's always stuff happening. There's always. So I want a prediction for the next 4 years. I'll give you one from the start. The Trump-Musk breakup is not going to happen as fast as people think.
Doesn't seem like it from what we saw over the weekend.
I think it's going to last longer than I thought it would have a couple months ago.
Do you think it'll happen within 4 years?
Yes.
You think Elon will be out of Doge? Doge.
Well, supposedly he's now getting an office somewhere in the White House. Now, that could lead to the breakup because I would assume, I also think it's possible Elon thought he was going to be sworn in today as prime minister.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Probably thinks he's got a room in the East Wing.
He probably does. And he might. So I don't think that breakup is going to happen as fast. I'll give you another one. The shock and awe of immigration is going to take a few days. But in the first month, it is by far going to be the biggest story in this country. What Trump is trying to do with immigration. And the battle that's going to take place legally and with cities, more liberal cities, and how they're going to push back. You have a prediction for us for the next 4 years or something?
Let's hit the break now, and I'll come up with some really,
really good ones. Okay. Predictions for the next 4 years, because it appears the afternoon festivities, they're at the lunch now. They're lunching. Have slowed down, but you get plenty of balls tonight. Are you going into the balls?
I got a lot of balls tonight.
I thought you did. A prediction for the next 4 years, and who are these dopes who think this is better than hot winter, and how soon should we send help? 651-461-9226. A texter pointing out just the position and authority that Amy Klobuchar has had all day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Sitting right between the president and the vice president at the lunch.
With that responsibility that a member of Congress, and particularly in the Senate, has, Democrat and Republican. I thought her speech was very good. She did the Minnesotan thing. She quoted Dylan. I thought she was good. I saw this was raised by Josh Krosshauer, who we used to have on a lot years ago. We should maybe think about that again. Josh is pretty good. Josh is really good, actually. Raised the idea, what if Biden would have picked Klobuchar? If the timing and the dates are all the same, the results are the same, right? Because if she still epoxies herself to Joe Biden as the VP, do I think she's a better campaigner than Harris? Yeah, I do. But if she would have been the VP and wouldn't have distanced herself like Kamala did, I don't think it's different. Let's say this. Let's say Joe gets out in 2022, as the show called for in 2022. Is Donald Trump the president today? So they would have had an open primary, and let's say it's Gretchen Whitmer. Is Donald Trump still the president?
Assuming the last 2 years of the Biden presidency, which then would have been the Harris presidency,
let's say
relatively similar as far as policies and how things work out.
Well, let's say he stays. He says, I'm not going to run. Okay, put it that way. Okay. I think Trump still beats. It gives him a better chance. But considering he won 7-0 in the swing states, it's hard for me to say that even if they have an open primary that he then loses four of those seven.
Yeah, I think if everything was the same as far as the, you know, the way the country went in the last 2 years, you know, quote Carville, it's the economy, stupid.
Yep. Prediction of the next few 4 years, the mega diehards in middle to lower incomes are going to lose a ton, but they're relying on terms of welfare. The farmers who backed them are going to lose, and we'll probably see a farm crisis that raveled the 80s. Didn't happen the first time. I think he's full of it on the tariffs. Now, we should point out that Biden kept a lot of tariffs. So everybody thinks every tariff that he offers up is awful. Well, Joe Biden kept a bunch of them. He's not going to go as far as he's suggesting on the tariffs.
No, he doesn't go as far as anything he suggests for the most part.
Chad, extreme cold is better than extreme heat. We cannot go naked when it's too hot. We can always bundle up against the cold. Ever hear of a snowmobile suit?
Yeah.
But in everyday life, I'm not putting a snowmobile suit on. And by the way, if you want to go naked in the summer, you do you.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Mayoff's prediction for the next 4 years, another health epidemic that gets blown off and we unnecessarily lose more citizens. Well, if that does happen with RFK Jr. in charge, and he's the number one person who I don't want a part of this administration. Yeah, some of the health stuff's good. Like, we can't have another person who believes in health. Give me a break. It would be a completely different approach. It would be way more all on you. Elon, by the way, speaking to Cap One right now, going cray-cray. That was a borderline. He's doing the heart thing and then extending the arms. If you're watching that with the volume off, that's not really the...
No, that's not good imagery.
That's not good imagery, Elon. I'm not going there with the Nazi thing, but that's going to become a meme very quickly when he's going to the heart and extending the arm out that way. I think we've seen that before. I'm not the Nazi person myself. It's ridiculous, but Elon should be better than that. He shows him wherewithal. The annual White House Easter egg roll will be replaced by a big giant barbecue, including a roasted pig. The annual bunny rabbits will be kicked to the curb. The media and liberal elite will do everything they can to make it look like Donald does a terrible job, when in fact he'll do a great job. Right now, look at Elon. You need to watch Elon. He is doing a lot of gesticulating. He's got a lot of juice in him right here. It's like Howard Dean's back up there. They're all kissing his butt right now. He's got every tech leader there at the events. ABC's settled. CBS is going to settle. The 500 highest-rated cable shows last year in the United States of America were all on one network. What network was that?
News Nation.
Fox News.
Baby. Ah, close.
So get out of here with the conservatives don't have a voice. They got every tech person in their pocket right now. And by miles, the most popular show on cable is Fox. Please crown yourself the wimpiest guy in Minnesota. No, I tell the truth. Like, oh, yeah, go out there, buddy. Go out there. Send me a picture of you in the tank top and the shorts out in this. I was out and about yesterday. I did stuff. Ran multiple errands. I'm just saying, of the two.
Very proud of you.
Yeah, I'm very proud. Tough guy. Of the two, give me summer every single time. And I'm whispering like Biden to say goodbye to him. Goodbye to him.